Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and exploration. Join me, your host, Sam Harris, as I discover how mindset can help you do incredible things through my conversations with the world's most interesting people, from tech billionaires to leading scientists, best-selling authors to notorious hackers. The goal is to increase our collective wisdom and attitudes to make us all happier and healthier, wiser and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Hello and welcome to another episode with me, Sam Harris. I am Sam Harris, not to be confused with Sam Harris, which is confusing because there is another one of me, but that's life and I've dealt with it, so hopefully you can too. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about something that I think is really important and hasn't really been explained and outlined too much, along with all the other problems that we're talking about lately with technology taking over our lives and like Facebook hate and email and all this crap. I want to talk about entertainment and edutainment as it is. So edutainment is educational entertainment, such as brilliant podcasts and YouTubes, such as the ones that I run that tell you how to live your life and make you happier and wiser and expand your horizons and make you a more wise person that should be living a happier life. And so yes, I'm about to start hating on myself, which is good for other people, not me. Anyway, so what I want to outline is the fact that since edutainment and just entertainment in general has become so accessible and cheap on our phones that we can pretty much endlessly fill our time with podcasts and such, like, we're starting to lose track of being able to listen to ourselves. So on my phone, within like 2 or 3 minutes, I can go into my podcast app and download about 100 hours of content, and it literally takes me a few minutes, and I can literally just press play on it, and it'll just endlessly entertain me. So any small gap in stuff going on in my life, and I've got like some moments where I'm not thinking about anything, I'm just like, ooh, I can learn some more. Good. I'll stick a podcast on. So, you know, if I'm cooking, if I'm walking somewhere, if I'm doing exercise, if I'm commuting, I'm on the tube, I can be listening to something and learning and expanding my knowledge. That's really useful. Great. Good one, society. I'm endlessly making myself wiser. Isn't that brilliant? And it is. I've really learned lots about the world. I've listened to loads of books. I've listened to loads of podcasts. And I've started my own podcast and listened to loads of really cool people telling me cool stuff. And that's been great. But then you do suddenly become unable to stop doing this. And I feel like you become a bit more weaker in your own mind. And I'll explain this further, but I wanted to just talk about why this has happened in general. So like capitalism is there to basically sell you something that you feel you lack. And so generally, you know, we're starting to feel, well, if you're like an entrepreneur or a scientist, you want to be at the top of your game. You want to be learning as much as possible. And we're taught that we need to work harder and learn harder and spend every single of our moment optimizing our day. And capitalism's like, oh, cool. I can sell you audiobooks, or someone can start a podcast and they can make money out of advertising on it. And I can sell you this phone that'll let you access this thing all the time. And so we're suddenly able to buy a solution to what we think is our problem that we don't know enough. And so we do. And we do spend our money on trying to listen and optimize our time to the nth degree. And that's kind of cool, apart from, as I said, we then become like weaker in our minds, because every single moment where I'm like, ooh, I don't know what to think, or oh, my brain isn't doing anything, I'm like, oh, sweet. My brain's not doing anything. It can listen to a podcast and learn more. Great, optimizing my time. But that means every single time that my brain's like, oh, I'm not doing anything, I'm giving it something to do straight away. It's never doing anything for itself, which is really important, because that's when you become creative. That's when you have ideas. That's when you become someone that changes the world. So if you never let your brain do anything by itself, it's going to be quite useless. And that's huge. And we're kind of shutting ourselves off from the most important thing on the planet to you, which is yourself. And that's ridiculous. So we need to learn to not feel this slight, like, worry every single moment that we're not doing something with our brain and be like, oh, my brain's not doing something. Ah, I can listen to it and think about what I need to do today and think about how I feel about life or think about the challenges that I'm facing and maybe come up with solutions to these problems. And you let your brain do other stuff. So if every time you go for a run, you're always listening to things, you're not coming up with ideas. But that's one of the most creative periods that you have, is because your brain kind of goes into this diffuse mode of thinking rather than focusing on what it's learning about. And then it makes connections between different things that are going on. And this weird stuff goes on in the background of your brain when you're doing exercise. So if you're always listening to podcasts, that's the problem. So essentially what I'm saying is, even though I run a podcast, you shouldn't optimize your life to continuously listen to podcasts or continuously watch YouTube videos of stuff whilst you're cooking or anything. You need to actually have some time not learning, not entertaining yourself, just listening to yourself and being. So obviously there's meditation, which is spoken about a lot, like 10 or 20 minutes, but I'm thinking actually more than that. Sort of, if we have a curve, it'd be great if I had like a piece of paper with this written on it. If you spent no time learning about anything, here's, God, I need to work this out. Right. So on your x-axis, you have the amount of time spent learning. On your y-axis, going up, you have the amount of time spent, like, being a useful human in the world and having any ideas that you have. So if you never spend any time learning, you're not going to have any ideas because you don't know anything. But if you spend 100% of your time learning, you're also not going to have any ideas because you're continuously learning and you don't have any time to think about what ideas this might give you or how you'd ever implement them. And you need to have somewhere between like 50 and 80% of your time learning and the rest of the time actually putting this information together in your own head and actually working out what it means, what you can do with this information and how you can be creative with it. Like, okay. And this was just talking about like your spare time and things. In like the whole of your life, you want to have more time to like actually executing on those ideas or being an entrepreneur or having a job where you actually do stuff. So that was not brilliantly explained, but I think it makes sense. As in, if you completely optimize all of your every second, you'll never do anything. And if you never do anything at all with your time, you won't do anything either. You need to actually find a balance that's right for you. And depending on what your situation is, this will be different. So sometimes you'll have a lot going on and actually you really need to spend more time with yourself thinking about what your problems are and how to deal with them. And sometimes, you know, you might have just finished something, you want to be looking to new horizons, and perhaps you should spend a bit more time just learning about things and trying to think about stuff in completely different areas and listening to completely different people that you'd normally listen to on YouTube or podcasts and seeing what kind of opportunities there are in the world. And yeah, spending more time learning and less time wondering and, you know, just work it out for yourself. It's not like there is a exact prescribed diet of you must have exactly 75% of your time listening to podcasts whilst you're walking along and then 25% thinking about it. Like, take it as it comes and be realistic with it, but just stop every now and then. So if you've just listened to a podcast, press stop and think, cool, that is really interesting. What did I learn from that? How does this fit into my life? Rather than just leaving your phone to just go straight to the next podcast where you already start forgetting what the last one was you even listened to and you just continuously carry on distracting your brain. So I think the most important thing is just stop and take 5 minutes out and think about stuff and don't instantly try and distract yourself as soon as you feel it. And it's like I was saying, every time you feel this urge that you need to distract yourself, recognize that urge and be like, this is my brain feeling like it might need something to do. I'm going to let it do something with itself for a bit first and see what happens. And you might initially think that you're going to waste your time not doing anything for 10 minutes. And you never know if you will come up with a huge idea, but sometimes you do. and sometimes you don't, but you need to accept that and just live with it and actually just be excited for the unknown rather than being like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I won't do it. I'll just definitely entertain myself. Just accept that something cool could happen or something not. And now this leads to my other really big tip, is that actually you should start talking to yourself, which sounds stupid and is the kind of thing that we're commonly told is something that crazy people do. But I've started doing it and it's really useful. It's really cool. So I'll be walking along or something and I'll try and ask myself a question of something that I've been doing that day. And then I'll tell myself the answer, or I'll be like, wow, I really don't know how to answer this. And I'll realize that my brain is actually not thinking very well about something. And I'll actually find the problems that I've got in like the way that my brain is not organized right on a specific subject. And I'll try and like actually seek proper truth and get better at something. And it really helps you organize your thoughts. Because if you can't explain something even to yourself, that's really a problem and is a sign that you need to think about something more. And so it's a really good way of organizing what's in your brain, because you think that you know things that actually you don't. And a lot of stuff is sort of in your own brain in like a difficult way. And it's just kind of left there as a package of like mess, and it's not been organized. And you think you sort of lie to yourself that, oh yeah, cool, I know that, I understood it. And you just sort of move on. You never really go back and try and like stir the water and see if you really understood it. And you just feel confident in life. And then actually someone asks you and you're like, shit, actually, I don't know what to say. I thought I understood this topic, but I don't. So if you ask yourself up front and spend time actually forcing yourself to recall it and explain it, you'll become much better at it. And I think it just helps also in general life, when you ever do want to explain anything to someone, it's much better if you're able to think about it logically and explain these things, which is something I've been quite bad about. And so it's been really useful practice for me to just say these things. And it's kind of a nice way, as I said, to actually listen to yourself and spend time doing these things, because if it forces you to actually properly think about something until the end of it. So if you just sort of shut yourself off for 5 minutes after you've stopped listening to a podcast and try and ask yourself, oh, what did I learn from this podcast? You'll like think about it for 20 seconds, then your brain will go somewhere else and you'll be thinking about something else. Then you'll be like, oh, I'm bored. Oh, I'll just stick on another podcast. Whereas if you say, okay, what were the top 5 things I learned from this podcast? And then you actually speak them out loud, you don't stop thinking about it or think about something else. You're like, okay, the number one thing I learned was that I really need to spend less time listening to podcasts always. The number two thing I learned was I am actually bloody mental thinking that I'm going to have lots of ideas just by constantly listening to podcasts and never listening to myself. The number three thing, and so on. And you will actually get to the end of the thought that you are wanting to think, rather than your brain just going off in its own mess and not really doing much. So when you speak out loud, that's really huge, and it just gets you better at being eloquent and explaining yourself and just being a more useful human to other people when you're trying to give them advice, if you're actually able to say these things clearly. So yeah, I just found like a really useful life hack tip. Whatever. It's not, I don't know if it's a hack. It's just a principle that I think you should adopt. And, you don't really need to be embarrassed about it. Like, you see so many people walking along with headphones in and you don't really think anything about it anymore. They're just talking and they're by themselves. They're probably on the phone. And so you can just have a conversation with yourself. It doesn't matter if you're on the bus or anything. And no one's really going to judge you or look at you twice. And even when I do walk past people who are clearly crazy talking to themselves, I don't care about them anyway. So I don't think you've got anything to worry about. I kind of like talking to myself in the middle of crowds. And bonus points, if you do it on the tube or the underground or a system underneath the city that you live in, whatever you happen to call it, then actually you have no signal and you must be a crazy person talking to yourself. But I bet no one will look at you twice or even think about it. They'll just be like, yep, there's a guy on his phone, or a girl, or whatever, some beautiful human being. They'll just look at them and be like, oh, I'm jealous. And then they'll move on with their life. So don't have any shame. Just talk to yourself more, essentially, is my big principle on this. And it'll really benefit you and you'll become a really cool human being, I think. Okay, so I've outlined all of the main theories I want to talk about today. And now it's time for a quick break to talk about National Park Rescue, a charity I'm sponsoring. And today we have an insight from Michael Palin and the great work they are doing, and I'm going to be helping them with. And yes, Michael Palin to talk about National Park Rescue, and then I will summarize what we've learned and put everything together after this.
Endangered wildlife is undergoing one of history's biggest massacres inside the national parks set up to protect them. As custodians of this planet, we all have a responsibility to stop this from happening. Fellow Python Terry Jones and myself helped back National Park Rescue's operation in Malawi. The dramatic impact of the operation proves that direct action and diplomacy is a powerful solution in making Africa's national parks safe again, until the demand for wildlife products can be reduced. With around 1,200 rhinos, 600 lions, and a staggering 30,000 elephants now being butchered every year, it's clear we need to be smarter about the projects we fund. Please join me in supporting National Park Rescue's urgent operations. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to Sir Michael Palin for being such a legendary human being and all the work he's done, as well as his work supporting National Park Rescue. And I hope that's urged you to think more about whether you want to help support them as well. And now on to the end of the podcast, where I put all of my thoughts together that I've been explaining. Essentially, why do you spend so much time listening to other people's thoughts and thinking other people's thoughts and not thinking your own and not listening to yourself? And I really want you to start listening to yourself more, because you're the number one most important human on the planet to yourself. And yet, if you're not spending any time listening to yourself, how are you going to do the most useful things for you? If you're constantly thinking other people's thoughts, that's really unhelpful. And these people don't know you. They don't know what your problems are. They're just telling you stuff that they think is right. They're not telling you what is right for you. You need to listen, number one, to yourself. And thus, after this podcast, after this YouTube, whatever, stop and tell yourself what you learned and enjoy spending some time with yourself. I am going to spend some time with myself. I'm going to do some cooking, talking to myself about what I'm going to be doing. I don't even know. I'm just going to like start asking myself questions, and I hope that you do that too. Okay. Thank you very much for listening, and try not to listen quite so much. But if you're going to listen to someone, try and listen to me sometimes at least, because that would help. Cool. Take it easy, people.
You've just listened to an episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your preferred app and give me a good rating, as these go a really long way. If you are unable to give good feedback right now, try sharing the show with a friend who will, or just wait for the show to improve. If you have any ideas for the show, or you just want to chat, then please reach out to me on Twitter at SamHarrisTweets or Instagram at SamJamSnaps. Show notes and other links to topics discussed in the episodes are available at the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening. Give yourself a big hug from me. If you're with a friend, give them a hug as well. And I hope you enjoy your next podcast.